Blog Talk Radio.
Howdy, boo. Welcome to Home-Based Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good evening, good evening, good evening to our listening audience. And thank you again, Isaiah, as you do each and every time we come on these airways here on Blog Talk Radio on our show, Home-Based Business 101, introducing us to the listening audience. This truly is listener-supported radio. We've had over 47,000 people who have come to this site to listen to a show that we have done around various home-based business issues. And today, this evening, we have a show in which we're going to discuss some information from the latest movie that was put together by network marketing trainer and extraordinaire, Mr. Eric Worre, called The Rise of the Entrepreneur. The Rise of the Entrepreneur. And we're going to discuss some aspects of that movie. And I would suggest to you, if you go to YouTube, type in Rise of the Entrepreneur, and check out the links that are there. We have someone that did stream the movie so that you can watch it in its entirety. And then I would suggest come Monday morning that you go to networkmarketingpro. Dr. Worre should have a link up where you can purchase the movie and have it for permanent record to use for your business expansion. Well, this movie is a great movie. It's a timely movie, The Rise of the Entrepreneur, because that's the time frame that we're living in. And the people that he has in this documentary, they share so many valuable lessons about why this is the time of the rise of the entrepreneur. And before I get into some of the content and some of the things that they share, I just want to share with you one of my concepts and one of my views, and that is that there's always two tendencies in history. That which is dying, decaying, and going out of existence, and that which is giving birth to, that's born, that's rising and growing. And right now, as we look at these times that we live in, and you need to really get a grasp on this, because besides this movie, several years ago, Mr. Mark Yarnell, who's a person who's made millions of dollars in network marketing, came out with a piece called 15 Years Left. He did that in 2007, in which he predicted we had 15 years before the middle class in America would be totally wiped out and gone and become extinct like a dinosaur. And in this movie, they share some information about the declining income in terms of quote-unquote middle-class Americans. And if you follow it and then go back and check out what Mr. Yarnell said, you can see where we're headed and what the trend is. Okay, so when we talk about this whole piece of the rise of the entrepreneur, the rise of the entrepreneur, as I was saying, there's always two tendencies in history, growing, that which is dying. What is dying, as Mr. Robert Kiyosaki talks about in the movie, is industrial age thinking and also industrial age opportunities. Because the industrial age is dead. It's gone. It has perished. You know, and we have a choice. We can do is that see the past. Excuse me. The past is gone forever. The future is not here yet. But the present, the now, is in our midst every day. And that where you could go and find a career, quote unquote, and work somewhere for 40 years, the 40-40 plan, 40 years there, retire, and then they give you 40% off of what you earn during that time to take care of your retirement. That plan is gone. That was the plan for my parents. I'm 62. That was the plan for my parents and people of that generation. But the new age people, that plan, that doesn't work for us. You know, there's very few places of people that I meet and talk to who are talking about working somewhere. I've been there for 30-some years. I got 10 more to go before I retire. That's not happening. That's not happening. So, again, as we said, you know, there's a tendency of that which is dying, going out of existence, and that which is coming into being. And that which is coming into being is the whole piece of entrepreneurship. Some people are embracing it. Some people are scared to embrace it. Some people are told to stay and walk away from it, staying where they at. I mean, and it's a tragic shame, as Mr. Kiyosaki talks about. We got young people coming up, and I think about young people in my family, nieces and nephews who's coming up, whose whole ambition is everybody in the family telling them, go to college. You go to college. When you come out of college, you better find you a good job. Now, let's look at that in respect to this movie. The movie breaks down and shows how, it shows a lot of different things. One of the things it shows is the decline of people graduating from college and going into the workforce, acquiring those $50, $60, $70, $80, $90, $100,000 a year jobs. It's not happening as rapidly as people are told that this will happen for you. You went to college, you got all of these student loan and debt and all of that. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You graduate from college, you're going to get a job making $100,000 a year, and in 3 years you'll be wiped out your debt. You're good to go. You got $100,000 a year coming in. It's not happening the way it's been predicted to happen. You have a few people that will be able to do that, but the vast majority of people coming out of college are not finding those type of workplace opportunities. And that's the most important thing, because there's going to be some people that listen to this and say, well, I hear what you're saying, but that don't affect me and my family because, you know, my niece, she graduated from college, she's working such and such, and she's making good money. You know, she's got a decent job. So I don't know why you're saying all of this, you know, because, you know, it ain't happened for her. It ain't happened to her like that, you know. But I would ask you, if you asked her out of the people that she went to college with, her 10 closest friends, did they have the same opportunity? Or what are they doing? How many of the people that she graduated from college with working as a cashier in Walmart or Target or one of these other places? You know, just trying to be able to get by, but still not making enough money to pay off their student loan debt and all of that, because it does not happen for the vast majority, because the economy has shifted, and it's shifted. We have an economy that we live in where here in America, most jobs are outsourced. Those you know what outsourced mean they sent overseas to other countries, foreign countries. I remember one time listening to a broadcast where Robert Kiyosaki and Donald Trump said, if you're looking for a job and you want to find a quote-unquote middle-class job, move to India or China because that's where they're at. They're not in America no more. And they should know because they're involved in big business and big industry. So these jobs have left America because corporations have moved outside of America for several different reasons. One is lowering taxes, get beyond minimum wage, and all kind of other workplace restrictions. Just look at one of the most recent moves. Burger King moved to Canada. Why? To get out of paying United States American corporate taxes and also to avoid minimum wage. So, you know, when companies begin to outsource and move outside of the country, it changes the dynamic. And what does all of that have to do with this movie, The Rise of the Entrepreneur, is that what it has to deal with is that we have to have a mind shift in terms of where we want to go, what it is that we're looking for, and how to be able to secure things for our family. Technology is speeding things up, and I feel a shame for people, especially being involved in the home-based business industry and, you know, trying to help folks. I feel sad for folks who do not have internet access, do not have email access, do not have a cell phone in which they're able to do unlimited texting and other things, because if you're in that category, you do not have the technological tools to take advantage of the new workplace economy. Hear what I said? If you do not have internet access, email access, unlimited text access, unlimited talking on your phone, which means unlimited long distance and local service and all of that. If you don't have those features and you want to try to make extra money outside of traditional workplace, you're cut off because you don't have the tools to be involved in what you need to do and what is necessary to access funds and money from a work source. See, because nowadays it's about technology and information. Information is power, but only when you know how to use that information. If you can't use it, it's nice talking about it, but if you can't use it, it does not mean a thing. It's just that you got some well-known facts stored up in your head, but you can't operationalize them. You can't act on none of them because you don't have the tools to make it happen. Let me try to make it a little bit simpler for you. Let's say you're a painter and you know how to paint houses, and that's what you're relying upon to earn money for yourself and take care of your family. And you get somebody that says, hey, Bill, yeah, you know, I don't mind you painting my house. You know, how much you're going to charge? And you tell them how much you're going to charge. Then after you tell them how much you're going to charge, and you say to them, oh, by the way, which in most cases they supply the following. I need some paint brushes, some rollers, a paint pan, some drop cloths. You know, you start naming stuff that you need to do the job. And they're going to look at you like, I thought you was a painter. Why you don't have equipment? And it's the same in today's economy. If you do not have, as I said, email, do not have unlimited text service on your phone, cannot make unlimited calls, you do not have the equipment that will allow you to participate in this global economy. That's right, a global economy. So the first thing you need to think about if you want to step into this new paradigm shift in terms of the rise of the entrepreneur is making sure that you have the tools. You wouldn't show up at somebody's house saying you're a painter, and they get the paint, and you don't have paintbrushes, you don't have drop cloths, you don't have an outfit to put on to keep the paint from getting all over your clothes. You know what I'm talking about? Those are the painters, you know what I'm talking about. You don't have masking tape to put around the edges of the windows as you paint, so you don't get paint all over the window panes and as you do the woodwork. In other words, you're going to have the necessary tools. The same if you're a carpenter and someone asks you to come in and repair their cabinets or put up new cabinets in their kitchen. You don't show up and they bought the materials for you to put up the new cabinets and you ask them, do you have a hammer? Do you have a screwdriver? Do you have a saw? Do you have a measuring rod or a measuring tool, whatever you use to measure to be able to make things fit and saw it and cut it off, you'd have the necessary tools. And so as we live in this new economy, we need to make sure, one, that we have the necessary tools so that we can participate in the rise of the entrepreneur. Now, once we've taken care of having the tools, there are plenty opportunities out here that you can apply yourself in as far as network marketing. But I already know from what I just shared with you about the tools, the vast majority, you're going to need that internet access, you're going to need email address, you're going to need unlimited ability to text, unlimited ability to be able to call, to be able to get on conference calls, text information out to people, email information out to people, receive emails from the entity that you're going to be involved with, have a website. As Bill Gates said several years ago, there's going to be two types of businesses. One that has a web presence and one that's out of business. And it was all businesses have a website. Even though you go into the physical store of Walmart Walmart has something called Walmart.com, where you can go on and make online purchases. All businesses are moving in that direction. And so hopefully you're seeing the global market shift. Also, some of the key aspects of this movie, again, like I said, the main thing that I got out of the movie was when Mr. Robert Kiyosaki said, going to school to get an education, to get a job, is industrial age thinking, it's outdated, it's dead, it's gone. Don't do that, because if you do, your future is hopeless and bleak. Okay, some of the other key aspects they talked about, if you want to become an entrepreneur, is finding opportunities that you do not have to put a lot of money out into, but also has a proven track record, has great leadership, has a product that is in demand and the one that you're comfortable with, and has a great compensation. Those are some key factors. And I really like the way they broke that down, because it makes me feel really, really good about the company that I'm involved with, because our leadership is impeccable. We have great leadership in terms of our company. And for those of you that don't know what company I'm talking about, who have listened to this show, some of you have listened to this show, and then we have some newcomers listening in today. The company I'm involved with is YTB, PTN, YTB, Your Travel Business, Pro Travel Network. Our leadership with Mr. Coach J. Lloyd Tomer, who's the founder of this company, his vision and his leadership is impeccable. You know, I've seen this man sacrifice everything for the company. His attitude is that when he would have people come to his house, he waited on you and he'd serve you. His attitude has always been people first. Incredible, 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 incredible. And that's what you want out of a leader, someone that cares about the people that becomes a part of their organization. The other thing is our product, travel. I mean, what better product to have? Everyone loves to travel. And we show people how to travel for pennies on the dollar, how people can make extra income in travel on a part-time basis, and also how for those that want to, on a full-time basis, can have a career change. Also, for people that want to build a team, we have an opportunity where people can build their own team, their own distribution network, and get paid. We're the only company in network marketing that's ever paid $1 million bonus. We've paid six of them, and we have it on the books, and we've actually paid people this. So, you know, again, when you look for a company with compensation, product, and leadership, the company that I'm a part of passed all three of those tests. And yes, I'm promoting what I do. But at the same time, those of you out there that's listening who might belong to another company, I hope there's some bullet points that you can pull out when you share with people your opportunity about why they should join your company. Because that's one of the things that they talk about in the movie. You know, they talk about why you should join their quote unquote companies. They talk about what you should look for in a company. They talk about the leadership, the product, and the compensation. Those are very, very key points and key factors that we all need to look at when considering a business opportunity. And I'm going to add my own. And the other one I like to add is, especially with the business that I'm involved in, with YTB, PTN, Pro Travel Network, that out of all of the home-based business opportunities, we have the most tax write-offs that a person can get. And if you've been listening to any of the shows that we have on here, you've heard me break down the home-based business tax opportunities and how you can leverage a home-based business against any form of income and reduce your tax liabilities and get a larger tax return. So as people are out there searching, and especially as we're coming to the end of the year, as the year's edges meet, the old going out and the new coming in, what is your plan and your strategy for 2015? Whatever it is, you need to start on it now. If your plan is to be able to have more control over your time and your money, then you need to look at how you can position yourself as the year closes out with a home-based business so that you can, one, reduce your taxes, two, put you in position for next year to have some extra income beyond your quote-unquote job while you still have a job. God bless that you do still have one, but know that that's temporary because as the way the economy is moving, you can get a pink slip in February. And I know some people saying, no, not my job, never happened. They need me. Well, that's what everybody said until that day when they showed up and the company said, we made some changes. And when they make those changes, the changes are made. They're permanent. So, again, this is a very, very good movie to watch. For those that's listening that haven't watched the movie, pull up the link from the from our post here on Blog Talk Radio so that you can watch the movie. They got some real heavy hitters in the movie that just talk about the whole economy shift. Another key factor Les Brown talks about in the movie is that on Monday morning is when we see the highest increase in heart attacks. And why is that? Because most people are going to jobs that they know are dead end or they can't stand, but they're going because they still got bills to pay and they haven't figured out another way to do that other than to show up where they work at so that they can have, can still get that weekly check to pay those bills off and deal with they, the way that they currently live and their standard of living. So, with all of that said, it's very, very important during this time of the rise of the entrepreneur that you really consider entrepreneurship, whether starting off on a part-time basis, you know, so you can, you know, get you a foothold in this while, you know, still holding on to the job that you have. You know, just start there. For those of you who've been downsized and kicked to the side, kicked to the curb, you know, do not have a job, find a way that you can get started in a home-based business opportunity immediately, and relentlessly move forward to do all that you can to take advantage of the opportunity. Also, look for a company that offers tremendous training to help you transition from going to W-2 employee to becoming a business owner. This is important also because for most of us, the transition is a very difficult step in process because so many people are used to having that weekly, bi-weekly, or where I live here in North Carolina, that once-a-month check. Yet, do you believe that? Well, I live in North Carolina. You got people working to get paid once a month. By the time it got through the month, and got their once-a-month check and go pay their bills and buy some groceries, they broke for the next 3 weeks trying to figure how to survive, who can they borrow from, until the end of the month comes and they get paid again. So if you want to get off of that kind of treadmill, then you need to really consider entrepreneurship. And my best suggestion to you is go to YouTube, type in Rise of the Entrepreneur, watch the movie, take you some notes, think hard and fast about what your future holds for you and your family and what decisions you need to make so that your life can be different. I want to thank you for tuning in today. This has been Baba Jahi here on Home-Based Business 101 as we talked about the movie The Rise of the Entrepreneur by Mr. Eric Worre. And if you need more information about that, you can text us at 252-406-0774 or leave us a comment on our Blog Talk Radio page, and we will more than happy to get back to you and share with you more information. Till next time, God bless you, and thank you for tuning in.